104. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Court arguments continue today over whether a defamation lawsuit against allies of Donald Trump can proceed. CPR's Benta Berkland has more on the suit brought by a Colorado man falsely accused of rigging the election.
In the first day of the hearing, lawyers for a number of pro-Trump media outlets and allies argued potential election fraud is a matter of public concern, and they never knowingly said anything false, so the case should be dismissed. They're being sued by Eric Coomer, a former top employee at Dominion Voting Systems. Coomer's attorneys say the defendants published serious and outrageous statements about a private citizen, and in doing so, destroyed his privacy and safety. The hearing wraps up today. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Mesa County Clerk and Recorder Tina Peters is banned by a judge from overseeing November's election, CPR's Tina Sieg reports.
The district court judge sided with Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold, who sued to remove Peters as the county's designated election official. Peters allegedly participated in a security breach of the county's voting equipment that led to sensitive voting information being shared online by a prominent election conspiracy theorist. Peters' lawyer says she'll appeal. In the meantime, a former Secretary of State and a former county clerk, both Republicans, have been appointed to manage the upcoming election. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Colorado has an urgent need for blood donations. Brooke Way with Vitalant says there's also a critical need for platelets, the tiny cells that help blood clot.
Platelets have a very short shelf life. It's only about a week. So they go very quickly. They don't sit on the shelves. We need regular platelet donors to keep coming in, and then maybe people who have never considered it before to try platelet donation.
Pandemic precautions have canceled more than 100 blood drives across the state. There's rain and mountain snow for much of Colorado today, turning sunny again Friday and sunny and warmer for the weekend. This is CPR News.